This is St. Louis Public Radio. The Ferguson-Florissant School District approved a plan this fall to close two schools and turn one high school into a magnet school. Changes, the district says, are needed to sustain the district and improve academics. But for some, the school closures will significantly affect the communities they live in. St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis spoke with Berkeley parents and alumni about these changes.
In the basement of his Florissant home, Calvin Ursary proudly shows off the medals, plaques, and trophies won by his son and two daughters.
She got, I want to say, probably about 1,000 medals. And each one of them Alicia probably got a lot more.
The awards, all memories from Berkeley High School and its replacement, McClure South Berkeley, the schools he and his children attended. Ursary grew up in Berkeley, and he's a volunteer track coach at McClure South. He says out of his pride for the school. Now he's afraid all of those awards will be erased forever.
All that gonna be gone. No records, no nothing. You won't be heard of none of my daughters. You won't hear nothing about Mike. You won't hear nothing about all the other state championships, all the academic stuff, nothing.
The Ferg Floor School Board narrowly voted during an emotional October board meeting to transform McClure South Berkeley into a selective magnet school, a move that will send some students north to McClure High School instead. Ursary worries about losing not only school spirit, but a community identity too.
What reason why anybody would want to move to Berkeley? Their kids can't go to Berkeley. So your kids gonna get bused way somewhere else.
Many Berkeley residents have gone through this before. A federal judge forced the predominantly white Berkeley schools and black Kenlock schools to fold into the Ferguson-Florissant district in 1975. White residents fled. Interstate 170's expansion knocked out many homes. And then in the early 2000s, Lambert Airport bought out and bulldozed Berkeley High School and two schools. Judy Ferguson Shaw is a Berkeley High School alumna and community organizer. She remembers how hard it was for some students when the districts merged. Now, she's afraid others will face a similar fate.
Those who need an extra nudge, a little bit of help, many of them didn't make it. And so I see us repeating our past, and so that really bothers me.
Ferg Floor's redistricting plan includes closing the elementary school on Airport Road. When that happens, Berkeley will have only two schools within its borders. That's down from the 8 schools when Berkeley was its own district.
When you take the schools away, the community just seems to die because people don't want to move into a community where there are no schools.
Residents in the southern part of the district say those closures have affected them disproportionately. Berkeley's population of 9,000 is half of what it once was. As the entire Ferguson-Florissant district has lost students, the district has closed schools elsewhere too. The latest announcement has led to a lot of anger within the district, especially now since Berkeley's black students will have to travel to wider parts of the district. But Superintendent Joseph Davis says that these changes are necessary for the district's future.
What I want folks to realize is that this hasn't been an attack on Berkeley. It's really about Ferguson-Florissant School District and the fiscal responsibility that we have to make sure that we have our resources in the classroom.
While Davis says the changes will improve academics and push the schools in a positive direction, some parents say these changes won't help them. Berkeley resident and parent Lisa Willis James is afraid of seeing her nearby elementary school change to an early childhood center.
I didn't buy my house for my child who lives 2 blocks away from an elementary school to have to be bused across the city.
With all of these changes, James worries it might be too late for Berkeley to come back. She says she's already seeing homes and apartments for sale in her neighborhood, with families considering packing up and moving out. The school closures are expected to begin next fall. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.